The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I would like to talk about one of the common questions that I've been getting these days, and that is about the issue of dealing with Israeli products and companies. There is a concept known as I'anatu dhalama. I'anatu dhalama, which means helping the oppressors. This concept has been there in the Shi'i fiqh from the days of the Imams alayhi salam. Let me share with you an example, just for this short majlis, about the seriousness of this issue. An example from the days of the Imam. You know, we have a companion of the 6th and the 7th Imam by the name of Safwan al-Jammal. He's a very prominent Sahabi. We know him, you know, every Thursday night we recite Ziyarat-e-Waris. You know who is the narrator of that? It's Safwan al-Jammal. He's known as, you know, his full name is something else. First name is Safwan, but he's popularly known as al-Jammal. Al-Jammal is from Jamal. Jamal means camel. You know, these days you have this car rental business. Those days you didn't have a car. But similar business where he would be renting out his horses and camels for the people, you know, for their own purpose. And that's why he was called Al-Jammal, from Jamal. Or when you say Misam al-Tammar, another companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Tamar means debt. Tammar means somebody whose business is to buy and sell khurma. And so, you know, just in, for example, in Bombay, we have many Shias also, and Bohris and Muslims. Some of them are known by their profession. Batli wala, you know, mewa wala, and all these, you know. So wala is basically, that is the profession of that, you know, that person. So Al-Jammal here is his profession. But he was not only a businessman, very much trusted by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that Ziyarat-e-Waris from the 6th Imam has reached to us through him. He's the one who requested. And many, many ahadith, very learned person also. During the days of the 7th Imam, when Harun al-Rashid was the Khalifa, a tyrant ruler of the time, one day, Safwan al-Jammal came to visit Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam. He sat down, and Imam looked at him. Imam says, Ya Safwan, kullu shay'in minka hasanun jameel, ma khala shay'in wahidin. O Safwan, everything is good about you, except one thing. Remember, he's sitting there in front of the Imam Masoom, not a Mawlana. Huh? And if the Imam says everything is good about you except this one issue, you have to seriously think about it. And so Safwan says, Ja'altu fidak, ayyu shayin huwa. O Imam, may my life be sacrificed for you. What is that one point that you consider to be a problematic for me? And Imam says, Ikra'uka jimalika jamalika min hadha rajul. He says, you know, renting your camels to this man, referring to Harun Rashid. Safwan, like any one of us, you always would like to justify, saying that, well, you know, the circumstances were different. So he tries to explain. He says, Wallahi ma akraytuhu ashiran wala bataran wala lissayd wala lillahu. He says to the Imam, by Allah, I did not rent these camels out to him for his arrogance or adventure seeking, trip, or for hunting or for entertainment. ولكن لهذا الطريق يعني طريق مكة. He says, no, Harun wanted to go for Umrah or Hajj. But he was going from Mecca. And you know, when the kings travel, it's a huge entourage. They don't have the animals all the time. So they have to hire from others. And so he said he was going to Mecca, not for hunting or other business or warfare or anything like that. And so I rented out, وَلَا أَتَوَلَّاهُ بِنَفْسِي. Furthermore, he says, just to justify his decision, he says, وَلَا أَتَوَلَّاهُ بِنَفْسِي وَلَكِنْ عَبَثُ مَعَى غُلْمَانِي. I did not go with my animals in that trip with him. Rather, I sent my employees and workers. And this is where, you know, Imam looked at him. Ya Safwan, أَيَقَوْ كِرَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Safwan, is the rental for your animals still due to you from them? He said, of course. And then Imam asked him, أَتُحِبُّ بَقَاؤُهُمْ حَتَّى يَخْرُجُ كِرَاكَ. Do you want him to be alive until he comes back and gives you the rental money? Imam knows your mind and heart, huh? You can't play around. So Safwan says, Naam. And this is where Imam says, Man ahabba baqa'ahum fahuwa minhum. Whoever wishes for them to live even for one more day, he is from among them. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ فَهُوَ وَارِدُ النَّارِ. And when he is with them, then he is going to go into Jahannam with them. And when the Imam says that, it's a very serious issue. So what does Safwan do? Immediately he went, he couldn't go to Harun and said, you know, our deal is canceled, give me my animals back. He actually sold his business to somebody else. Now Safwan was not an ordinary person. People knew him. Even Harun knew him. When he heard that Safwan has sold his business to somebody else, you know, he sent him. He says, I heard this, that you sold your business. He said, yes. أنا شيخ كبير وإن الغلمان لا يفون بالعمال. I become old, I can't take the care of my business, and the workers are not really efficient, and so I just sold it. Harun always suspected him to be Shia. He was in Taqiyya in a way. He says, Hayhat, Hayhat, I definitely know who told you to not make deal with me. Ashara alayka Musa bin Ja'far. You must have been listened to Musa bin Ja'far. And Safwan, you know, as if he pretends, say, who is Musa bin Ja'far? I don't know him. And this is what Harun says, just because of our, you know, long relationship, I'm letting you go. Otherwise, I would have killed you for that. And this is where we come to realize that when we talk about this issue of i'anatu dhalama, you know, dealing with those who are oppressors, this is part of our teachings from day one. This is one example just I wanted to share with you about somebody, you know, we benefit from his Ziyarat Waris every Thursday night. And this is where you come to realize that, you know, people go through different challenges. And if you realize you are losing in one way, Allah will open many more doors for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَخْرَجْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives up one opportunity, Allah will find a way for him out of his problems. So that, you know, consciousness of Allah's being is important, even when we talk about business dealings and what is halal and what is haram. Let me end with a reminder of one statement from Amir al-Mu'mineen between the Zarbat and Shahadat. There is a will which Imam wanted that to be in a written form, It is an advice, not a normal will, that a person would die before he dies. This is in Nahj al-Balagha also, where he called his family members. Initially, he addresses in the preamble his sons, Hassan and Hussein. And so it's in dual tense, where he says, you know, كُونَ لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. Referring to Hassan and Hussein, says, remember, you have to be opponent of the Zalim, and you have to be the supporter of the Mazloom. So this issue is very clear. We talk about Adl. In our Usul al-Din, Adl is an essential point, which is not there in other Madhahib. All the way from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Anbiya and A'imma to the Maraja and the Mujtahideen, all the way to a simple, you know, Imam of the Jamaat. We give importance to the issue of Adl and justice. And the opposite of that is Zulm. And so these fatawa are there, part of our teaching from day one. This is not a new ijtihad. This comes from the Quran and from the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wa salam.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.